For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
YouTube, what's going on? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Happy Thursday to all. Welcome to the channel. Make sure you hit that like button, subscribe. Most importantly, hit that bell for notifications. And then also go to mgbookstore.com, pick up the latest and greatest books. I might do a buy one, get one free tomorrow. So make sure you guys tap in with me on Instagram. I'll announce it on my Instagram page tomorrow, all right? Happy Thursday. Shout out to all my real estate professionals in the building. If you are a real estate professional, type it in chat. What city, state, where you're from, where you're servicing. We need deals. So put it in the chat so we can contact you, especially if you got some deals, realtors. We need the deals, okay? So look, we're going to have an interesting conversation today. Interesting conversation. You know, last year, January 9th, 2023, my brother came onto the channel. And since then, that video has 850,000 views. It's the number one channel, number one video here on Rants and Gems. Shout out to Byron 23, elite member. We got an elite call tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Byron. Shout out to you. I'm going to post the Zoom and the link in the community tonight. All right. So shout out to all my Academy members. New website coming too. So, all right. My brother Herman, the Haitian CEO, came on the channel and he blazed the channel with so much information. It was an in-person pod and he killed it. Got 850,000 views. It was how to get $150,000 with business credit with a new LLC in 2023. And my brother Herman has been helping so many people that's tapped into Rants and Gems, tapped into what I do, and helping them get their credit right, get their business credit right. And ultimately, these folks have been able to rehab their properties, buy real estate, et cetera, with a lot of the help that Herman and his team have been able to do for them. So I said, Herman, we need a part two to this, man. We need a part two to this. And my brother, he's busy as hell. He's all over the world right now. I think he's like in Atlanta or Tampa or somewhere. Who knows right now what part of the world he's in. Last time I saw him, he was in Paris, dripping responsibly. So I said, yo, Herman, man, come back on and drop some gems. So without further ado, man, I need everybody to give my brother, throw some gems in the comments for my brother, Herman, the Haitian CEO. What's going on, Herm?
I'm feeling good, bro. Always a good introduction. Always a good dripping responsibly. I love it.
Drip responsibly and parry.
And parry, bro. All on business credit. All of it. No cap. All on business credit.
You gotta love the game. You gotta love the game. All right. 100%. So now we're talking about we're in 2024. You know, obviously at that point in January, the world was different than what it is right now. The markets were completely different and the markets are now tightening up. So we want to know, how do we get 250K in business credit? Now we got 100, you taught us how to get the 150K. Now, how do we get up, step this game up to another level? Even with tightening markets, how do we get 250,000 in business credit in 2024? What are some things that we need to know?
So let's talk about, let's extrapolate, that's the word of the day, on the tightening up that is happening. I have thousands of mentees just like you do, bro. And they have been, you know, tapping in, letting us know what's going on. So thousands of people applying for credit, They always tap in it. I heard this is changing at this bank. This is changing at this bank. Number one, the banks are not as generous with money like they were last year or the year before that, right? So these no-doc business credit cards, business line of credit that people could just go into, and we talk about, we're going to talk about that how in a second, it's just not available. Like I had a client, my mentee, dropped in the Facebook group, 750 credit score, solid profile. She got a $15,000 credit card.
Wow.
And yeah, 15. With her profile, she's a 2025 person every bank, every time. I know it. Even with my like insider plugs, if I connect with my banker that's in there, like, yo, she's solid. You could max her out. It's just not pushing anymore, right? So that happened to one person. Then another person, bro, goes to Key Bank. This person has a 790, goes to Key Bank, and they ask for taxes for a credit card. They approved it for $8,000, but then they was like, yo, you can get $20,000 if you give us taxes and documents. And that I have never heard that in the decade that I've been doing funding. And these stories are becoming more normal than before. So the limits are lower, and then they're tightening up how they're giving you the money. So just to review what we kind of talked about last year, it is important that your business is structured properly. Business address, business phone number. Got to have a name that's not high risk. The name of my company is Bellasloan Enterprises, not Bellasloan Funding, not Bellasloan Credit Repair, not Bellasloan Trucking, not Bellasloan Real Estate. All those are red flags to banks. You want to have a business address. You know the drill. You want to have a professional email address. So you want to have those things in place also. But the second thing that is super, super crucial now for people is they're tightening up on the credit requirements. So it's not just your credit score. I can't stress that to you enough. Hey, I got a 700. Why am I not getting 10, 15, 20,000 like you post every day on Instagram? I might, because it's the 700 is just part two of the three-prong attack. Your business got to be structured properly. You have to have a good FICO score. And the third part, most important part, is actually the credit profile. The banks are going to say, how much have you done with your personal credit? How old is your personal credit? What are the limits on that side? I always tell people, think how the banks do. If the banks are pivoting a certain way, think how they do. So if you have a $5,000 credit card that's 1 year old, you've always taken care of it cool the past 12 months, and you got an authorized user from your baby mom or your mom, yeah, you have a 700 credit score, but the bank is going to look at that profile and be like, bro, you only had one credit card your entire life and you've had it for 1 year. Why would we give you a $15,000, $20,000 credit card on the business side? It doesn't make sense. So your credit profile is super important too, to ensure that you're maximizing how much funding you can get. So that's why I like to teach earlier, bro. Get as many personal credit cards. I say 3 to 5 is a strong personal profile. You want to have a car note on there. You got some student loans on there. That shows maturity on your credit profile. And now when you go to the banks, even though they're lessening the numbers, you're still going to be in good position for the win.
So when you say, okay, build up your personal credit first, mm-hmm. and you get 3 to 4, how long mm-hmm. should you have these 3 or 4 cards?
Minimum 3 to 5, minimum 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. Anything under that, they're not, you're not really banging with the banks like that. They like these cards to be, the credit cards, to be at least 2 years old minimum. They like the average age on your entire credit profile. If you go to Credit Karma, you can see this. It says age of your credit. They like that age of your credit to be at least 5 years old. Now, that can come from a myriad of things. Like you could have a couple of credit cards that are over 2 years old. You could have a car note that's 3, 4 years old. You could have a mortgage. You could have some student loans that are old. They do the average, and they be like, oh, the average age of everything on his credit is 5 years old. So they like that 5-year-old number. It's another data point that's been hidden for us. I never recommend trade lines to get funding, but if you can boost up the average age of your credit report by adding a 10, 15-year-old trade line on there real quick, that boosts it up to 5 years old. That actually helps you get better funding numbers because you just touched the data point that's crucial to the lending institutions.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a little data. Yeah. I know it's little data points. I know it's little data points that we learn in, and then we bring into the people because people are frustrated. It's like, what are these banks doing? I tell people, I don't know if you know my guy Storm Leroy. He tells me all the time, your job is your business partner, right? Your first business partner. I tell people the banks are your second business partner, right? So what do you mean by that, Herman? So Storm says, when you have a job, you pay all your bills, you put a little money in a savings, you got $500,000. Great, go start your t-shirt company with that money, right? Because your job is your business partner. It is funding the business that you are starting. Once you have proof of concept that it worked and you got a couple of dollars in the bank, then you're going to go to your second business partner because you're like, yo, I flipped this thousand into two, into three. Imagine if I had 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 at 0% interest. That's when you go to your second business partner because they're going to give you the bag because your credit is correct, right? And then you put the gasoline on that. And your third business partner, and that's for our more elite members, shout out to your academy, right? That's when you go to your friends and family and VC, like, yo, I need 100, I need a quarter million, I need half a million. Let's partner up on this commercial situation that's a 50 unit. But I know a lot of us are in the space of getting our second business partners, which is American Express, Chase, Wells Fargo, your local credit unions.
So why do you think they keep moving the goalposts every year, it seems like, right? Why do you think these banks are really tightening with this business credit?
Several reasons. I'll say it real quick and I'll move on from it. There's definitely a racial component. That's number one. Number two, they printed a lot of money, bro, 4 or 5 years ago. A lot of money, just like we are seeing the consequences of printing trillions of dollars by the crazy inflation that's going on right now. A lot of people during that time when money was printed defaulted on that money, right? So they had to tighten up. They have to raise interest rates to balance everything that was happening. But I think the most important part is that there's a lot of defaults going on, and they want to ensure that on their books, they have extremely qualified people that are getting this no documentation funding. Because this is just, oh, if you say you good, you write it down and they're giving you 20-30. Well, those days are tightening up right now because everybody's credit profile says one thing, but their actual habits of doing business was another thing. I tell people all the time, it is easier for me to get you $20,000, $30,000 than it is for you to earn it or save it. It's very easy. It's a signature. And when it's that easy and you don't have a good business plan, people are fumbling the bag. And I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I have definitely taken some accountability, even in my business practice. When people come to us for funding, what are you going to do with the money? Do you have a business plan? Would you like to join our academy so you are supported in a group of people who are like-minded at you that can help you out? Because we want to help people not blow this bag, because we made it look sexy on Instagram to have the platinums and all this stuff, bro. But people didn't have the plan with the money. They took that business credit and they went to Paris, right? Because they saw me do it, not understanding that I went to Paris really running my business, but I used the points to go to Paris for free. That I was able to buy the Louis Vuitton on points from the American Express portal. So I did it differently. So that's why I was like, let me break it down for you more. Let us handhold you to the people that we have empowered with this money. Let us show you how to use it better. So that's why, bro, that's why we've partnered. And I'm like, listen, oh, you got 20, 30,000 in funding? I need you go to NG's Academy and show you how to purchase real estate responsibly. You know what I'm saying? Let me connect you with my tax person. Now that MG got you making 2-3,000 a month, let me show you how to mitigate your taxes and pay them responsibly, put that asset in a trust. So now the conversations are different 4 or 5 years later, bro, than what it was before. We have to be more accountable to the people that we're serving.
1,000% agree. I think, and I'm happy to hear you say that, right? Because, you know, people come to me all the time and they be like, yo, I could just get business credit cards and I could go buy a house. I'm like, well, how much money do you have? Right? Like, right. I don't have money. I'm using business credit cards. And I'm like, mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. I'm like, you need to have liquid funds to buy real estate, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You pull money from your credit card, you now have debt. Mm-hmm. You have a bill that you have to pay. And if you have no money, what's your plan to repay this debt? So I'm happy to hear that how you guys are doing your business now, you know, because it's all trial and error, right? You got to go through ups and downs. You got to go through good, bad, and ugly. And I think it's very important, especially everybody who's in the credit space, to hold themselves accountable. Like, yo, we can't just be showing people how to get all this debt, but not showing them how to really run a true business.
Right, because, right, right.
You know, a lot of people out here, like you said, you make it seem easy. And in easy. Cases, mm-hmm. if you got good credit profile for your personal, it is easy. It's a signature.
Mm-hmm. It's right? a signature.
It's a signature. If you're filling out your documents, you're not lying, you're not committing a fraud, it's literally that easy, right? Mm-hmm. And these banks will just approve you. But right. again, eligibility and affordability are two different things. Like, that's just because you can get $250,000 don't mean you can afford $250,000. Mm-hmm. Like, so everybody who's watching this, the disclaimer of this episode is, just because you are eligible for it, don't mean you should take it out.
You should take it out. Facts.
And if you ain't got a plan, you need to figure that out first before mm-hmm. you start putting yourself into debt. And then now you got caught in the matrix and you're all fucked up out here.
Right. That's why mentorship in this is so. And again, there's some scamming mentors. Like everything else, they're scamming in every space. But that's why everybody needs to connect with people who have done it at a high level. And yes, you got to pay for people time. I'm sorry. Right. I apologize. You're going to pay with time or you're going to pay with money. You're going to pay with time with you learning how to do it on your own, or you're going to pay with time by paying somebody to walk you through your first couple of properties. And, you know, you could take off the training wheels, but connecting with people who are in the space that are responsible in the space can help you and help you pivot through those situations, whether you're starting a t-shirt company or you're getting your first quad.
Mentorship is very important. Very, very important. important. Paying mm-hmm. you're getting half price for my mistakes. Period.
Ooh.
You're getting
if I tweet that real quick, that's facts. I make sure I add you. Yes, you're half time.
So whatever you pay me is half price. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. you saved money just now. The minute you swiped your card and paid me or Herman for mentorship, you just saved yourself half price on your mistakes. Just that's on one swipe.
Can I give you a testimony about that?
Go ahead, brother.
I was one of my first real estate deals in Philly. It was a great deal. Like I knew my little bit of numbers. I took a couple of courses. Shout out to Nicole Purvey. I watched a couple of videos, so I knew what was up. And then I went to the property. It was totally gutted, but it was framed up, right? So I walked in with my mentor. And the moment he walked in, he's like, it's a bad deal. I was like, I showed him the numbers. I was like, bro, I gave you the numbers before you showed up. He's like, bro, they framed up the entire property incorrectly. Right. So, you know, the framing got to be on the wall like this, but the framing was flat on the wall. Right. The 2x4s or whatever. He's like, you have to rip out all the framing like right now. It's not going to pass inspection. So he's like, and it was like a triplex in like North Philly. He's like, yeah, this is about $100,000. So it threw off the deal. Immediately. So he's like, nah, pass on it. Now, me not knowing that part of it, just the lumber part of the framing part was going to cost me $100,000 and I was going to be in the hole and would have been a bad deal from the moment I signed on the paperwork. Right. I literally, when we walked out, I handed him $500 for the 30 minutes that he was there. Right. And he's like, what's this for? I was like, you just saved me $100. So it's nothing for mm-hmm. me, from you. I get you stop doing business at your business because he's a developer in Philly. Took his time off a little on me at the time. I was like, I appreciate you driving out here. You just saved me a fortune and a headache, because that tuition I couldn't have afforded at the time. I could afford the tuition of the $500 because he sat and he talked to me for 30 minutes. That tuition I could afford. That type of loss I couldn't have afforded. It would have really set me back.
Huh. Big key. You can't be set back in this game. And if you have, you know, learn from other people's mistakes. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very, very, very important. All right. So let's keep this business credit thing going. Right. All right. Mm-hmm, so the banks are tightening up right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're getting tight. What mm-hmm. are like a couple things that you think our audience needs to know if they're going to apply for business credit? Like mm-hmm. what should they have? Because I know you gave some things about your personal profile, but let's talk more about their business. Right. Because. Okay. You know, I know we talk about new LLCs and stuff like that, but like, mm-hmm. how should a new LLC really establish themselves and get themselves together to look good for a bank?
Okay. I think the one thing we didn't talk about too much is a business address, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit. So we got the name, we got the phone number. You can go to Ring Central, you can go to google.com. They got a business line. You got to have a real business email, got to look super professional. You got to have a website. But a lot of pushback I was getting through in my DMs after we did our show, because I was telling people, hey, you can go to a virtual address too. But virtual addresses cost money per month. So people's like, damn, Herman, I don't got the $60, $100 these virtual addresses are costing me. So I told them a second option, because I want the last option to be your home address. I definitely want that to be the last option. But the second option is for you to use something called a registered agent. So what you would do is you would Google registered agent and the state that you live in. Everybody could do it right now while you're listening, whenever you're listening. You will see a list of companies that allow you to do that. And these virtual, registered agent addresses are only $50, $60, $100 per year. So just right there, you're saving yourself 90%. And they effectively do the same thing. They're giving a business address for your business to make you look super prone, super professional. So that's one thing that's absolutely helping our people a lot. Having documentation when you go into these banks is super important, and looking professional, because it is important the story that you're telling to the bank. I have my LLC, I have my EIN, I have my operating agreement, right? An operating agreement tells the banks what is your role in the business and what percentage that you hold in the business. Here's something that's major key. So say, for instance, you and I, MG, we own MG Academy, and we own it 50-50, right? But you have the better credit than I do. If we are filling out a business credit card business application, they're going to run both of our credits. And because I have a 500 credit score, they're going to deny us. So a lot of people are getting denied because who they have partnered and associated with. So you have to adjust your operating agreement so that MG, who has the better credit, he owns 90% of the company. And now I own 10%. So now they're only pulling your credit score, right? It's all right, listen, so MG's a more responsible one. He owns a bigger percentage. Now you've crossed another barrier. The final barrier of the amazing title we got, how to get 250, is how you apply for funding. That's super important. So when I'm posting $100,000, $200,000 in funding, and it does seem like a cap title, it does seem like, oh, they just got me to click this button. Here's how we are doing it. It is how we fund the businesses horizontally, not vertically. What do I mean by that? So you have TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So I know that American Express pulls from Experian. I know that PNC pulls from Experian. If I go get an inquiry, which shows up on your credit report immediately, if I go get a business credit card from American Express, and then I walk down the street to PNC, PNC is going to see that American Express inquiry, and they're going to take money away from me because they see that inquiry, because they don't know how much American Express just gave me, because it hasn't reported to my credit yet. So instead of giving me a $20,000 credit card that they might have given me, they're going to give me a $15,000 or a $10,000 credit card. So that's why when I do funding with my mentees or my clients, and how I teach also, is to fund yourself vertically. So I'm going to go to Experian Bank, TransUnion Bank, Equifax Bank. I'm going to go to American Express that pulls from Experian. I'm going to go to Ameris Bank. They're in Georgia. They pull from TransUnion. And then I'm going to go to Truist. They pull from Equifax. Each of these banks don't see the inquiry. So I'm going to bang out 20, bang out 20, bang out 20. Boom. I raise $60,000, 0% interest over the next 12 months. I do my due diligence and dispute the inquiries, get them off, and I go run it back again with three different banks. And just like that, I'm at six figures in like a week.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's six, the high level with that.
Six figures in a week.
Six figures in a week. I told you, I can get you more money than you can save or earn much faster. I can help you get that capital. Again, just like I drip responsibly, I fund responsibly also too. So when people come to me, I always ask them, I was like, what you going to do with the money? I know that I'm only going to get them 50, 60. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to give you 120, 175. Take this 50, 60. Just go run the play with it. When the 0% interest runs out, come back to me and we can do some help. I can help you out. That's another thing. We'll talk about part two of how we are extending these 0% interest credit cards. We're going to talk about that in a second.
Let's talk about that in a second. But first, Daniel says, you're giving out too much information. The banks are catching on. What do you say to someone like Daniel, who really feels like, first of all, Daniel, we can't be gatekeepers, number one, right?
I took the words out of my mouth.
Everybody type in chat, no gatekeeping allowed, right? Listen, no gatekeeping allowed. Like, now, if people like Herman is not giving out this information, and then he just running it up on his own, doing what he got to do, then you'll be pissed off that he's not giving the information. So what the hell is it? What do you want, Daniel?
It's the gift of the curse. You gonna be mad that I'm not gatekeeping. You're gonna be mad if I'm not gatekeeping. Either way, I'm gonna be affected by it. Daniel, I'll even answer Daniel's question real quick, right? Why I do the things I do. In order for you to pay me, this is my business model, because I have like a freemium model. You go on my Instagram, every morning I'm giving you something on a YouTube page. I'm teaching you something. You know why? Because I tell people I like to build my future client, right? You cannot pay me for anything if you ain't got the money. So if you don't want to pay me for credit repair, I got to teach you how to do it. Fix your credit. Here's how you do it. You can pay me if you want me to do it, but I'll show it to you for free, right? I only tell people I charge you for my time, right? You get your credit fixed. Guess what you can get now? You can go get funding. So now my academy is $50 a month. A VIP day with me is $10K. You want to partner on a deal? I have built you up over the past 3, 4 months, 6 months. Know, like, and trust. This is my business model, guys. It's a good business model to have. Now that you know, like, and trust me on the free, they're like, Dak, if he did this for free, imagine if I paid him. So let me go past the paywall. And then there's more sauce behind the paywall because you have already been leveled up. I got this same, what Daniel just said, I got the same thing. Somebody actually added me when they were at American Express Lounge, bro. It was like, yo, American Express Lounge is packed because of Herman. He's telling everybody, get their American Express. I show them how to get the platinum car. Now everybody all up in here, I can't get a seat. And sure enough, bro, what did American Express do? They was like, yo, you got to spend $25,000 to $50,000 on your credit card before you're eligible to bring somebody a plus one in the lounge. So they changed the rules on us.
They changed the rules in Delta Lounge, too.
And Delta Lounge too, right? So a lot of people are blaming me for that. They're like, Herm, you got the TSA line doubled now because now everybody went and got TSA. Because I was like, y'all ain't got $85 for 5 years, so y'all can skip the line. So I just shut up. I was like, y'all right? Because people listen when I talk. But no, I'm just building my future client by giving out this information because I want to be a servitude to you. And if you ain't got the money, let me help you get the money.
I agree. Let's get this one. This is a good question. Best OBD2 says is removing inquiry disputes for the sole purpose of getting more funding legal.
Our people are always scared about what's legal and what's illegal. Listen, the other side has been doing this for a long time. They started to scare you once you found out about it. Now it's is it illegal? Is it isn't? Yes, it's legal. Nothing is allowed per the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Nothing is allowed to be placed on your credit report without your permission and written consent. That one letter that we write to credit bureaus alone helps us dispute negative items off people's credit report, right? So absolutely. So when we get funding on the personal side, those inquiries we do not dispute. I suggest people don't do that. So if you got the personal American Express, personal Chase, don't dispute those inquiries because there's a high level that credit card would be closed. But because it's actually reporting to your credit report. But on the business side, no, those credit cards don't report 99% of the time. So those inquiries, we definitely challenge to get off because I'd be like, I didn't give Truist permission to put an inquiry on my credit report. I just said I wanted credit. They pulled my credit and they checked my credit. That's what I gave you permission to do. I didn't tell you to put anything on my credit report. And Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion have to adhere to this federal law. So I tell them that they have to take it off. So they took it off. And that's how we run up second, third, and fourth levels of funding.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
The law is on your side. You just need to know it. The reason why you're paying so much in taxes is because you don't know the law. You think that when we say write this off, it's illegal. All right. You continue to think it's illegal, but our rich counterparts are doing the same thing over and over again. Because they got you scared. Understand your rights and your laws, and you'll be in the same position for the win. I had a colleague of mine who told me an interesting story. I don't remember who it was, but people were outside protesting. Let's just say Amazon. They paid 0% in taxes. I think it was Amazon or GE. And, you know, everybody's mad at corporations. They're like, oh, they're not paying taxes, but we're paying taxes. And I was like, you're protesting because you are not knowledgeable on the topic. You have the same access to not paying federal taxes or paying as less taxes as possible, but you don't have the information. The tax code literally is written for businesses. They reward businesses because Amazon has hundreds of thousands of workers, and the government is like, thank you, Amazon, for putting out 100,000 people that's going to pay us 30% in their taxes. We appreciate you. So here's some things you can do to mitigate your revenue. So if they made that law for Amazon, they didn't make it for Amazon specifically. They made it for anybody that has a business, right? Mm-hmm. So if you know how to use those same rules on those same laws, you're going to pay less in taxes, and you're not going to be outside wasting your time protesting or being afraid of illegal and legal things. If you know the laws, you're in good position. I just came from Disney World with my family. How was I able to legally write off the trip? Number one, every day I had my audit your circle. I had my branding on my body. I put the same branding stuff on my kid's body. We standing in front of the castle, took a couple of pictures in the Bella Sloan outfit, posted it on Instagram, captioned it, right? Hey, get your credit fixed, funded, blah, blah, blah. Guess what that is? It's an ad. Guess what those two girls are? They're my employees because they're my models. Guess what? I can pay them up to $12,000 a year. I'm not a tax professional, but I think it's $12,000 a year. Yeah. And that's a write-off for me. So that's 24 grand right there. And my daughters, I think, can make up to 16 grand, whatever it is, where they don't have to pay any taxes on the money either. My daughters are 6 and 4 years old. They're not going to touch the money anyway. It's going into a bank account that who control? I do. So because I know these rules, oh, that's a finesse. It's not a finesse. It's a law. And I'm taking advantage of it. I'm taking advantage of it. Right. So if anybody remember the you gotta make me go down this rabbit hole. We try to talk about business credit. You remember when Trump got Saudi with Hillary Clinton? Yo, you're scamming, you're taking advantage of this, this, and this. And what he say to her, he was like, you've been a senator for 20 years. Change the law then.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not gonna change the law because everybody that gave you money is taking advantage of those same rules. And Trump said it. He's like, anybody can do it, not just me, right? So
it's the law.
It's the law. But because you don't know it and you don't know your rights, you are taken advantage of. Our ignorance costs us so much money, bro.
Mm.
So much money. The more I know, the more money. The more I know, the more money I make.
The more you earn.
The more, yeah. It's a universal law. Our ignorance costs us so much money, and we're arguing about the wrong things. We're calling the wrong people scammers. These institutions, right, keep us ignorant, right? Right? Keep us fighting amongst each other, but they're taking advantage of these rules that you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm scared. But they run the guide.
This is why, again, whether you're doing mentorship, whether you're hiring professionals, you need to build a team. Right. Because look, we're talking about how to get 250K in business credit card funding in 2024. But the first thing we need to understand before the word credit is business.
Business. Right?
Like, you got to understand business. And I think I think that part is going over people's heads. It's like you understand credit and how to get some credit card debt, but you don't understand business and how to run systems and how to run. I'm not going to call it a play because it's not plays. This is business strategies. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't learn how to run a business and be a good business owner, your business will always fail.
100%.
Period, point blank. It don't matter if you can get $250,000 in credit cards. You're going to fucking blow it or dumb shit. And you're not going to use that money to reinvest into your business. And that's why when people come to me, and I get this shit all the time. Oh, I want to use business credit. Yo, this week alone, I probably had calls with my like 5 different mentees of mine. And I'm like, how much money you have? That's one of the first questions I ask. How much money you have? Oh, I got this. I got this. I got this. No, is that liquid or is you talking about credit cards? Because that credit card shit ain't money to me. I'm talking from a banker perspective. You trying to finance real estate deals? You talking about you got credit cards? No, man. You ain't got no money.
You ain't got no money.
You ain't run. How do you? You got all this business credit, but you ain't got no business.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't got anybody no business. Can open up an LLC. That don't mean you are a business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can open up an S corp. You ain't a business. So folks, right. Y'all got to. We have to focus on the fundamentals, right? And this is what I'm hearing a lot that's coming out your mouth today is the fundamentals. Like even paying the mentor with the real estate deal, $500, right? Mm-hmm. It's like understanding fundamentals. This person put in their time. I gave them $500 and it could have been a lot of money to you at that point in time. But you know what? Now you just gained someone and their valuable information and they know next time you call, what they're going to do? They're going to pick up.
They're going to pick up. Yeah.
That's business 101.
They
don't want your fucking coffee break. They don't want your motherfucking lunch. Like, I don't want you to offer me Starbucks to pick my brain. No.
Yeah.
That's your fucking payment choice. Your payment option. Right?
Yeah. Like,
that's going to get my attention more than some goddamn Starbucks coffee or lunch break. So if you don't business, and you don't understand the
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fundamentals, you need to pay to play and get someone in front of you, whether you hire someone that you follow on the internet or you go to a professional, right? Mm-hmm. And if you go to a professional, in all honesty, you're going to pay the same price. Someone who might say, hey, I work for this company or this bank, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to probably pay a little bit more anyway.
Yeah.
And you just don't even know it. And you just don't even know it. But you got to hire somebody to help you, guide you in this world of business, because this is not for the weak, right? It's not for 100%. The weak. I had to get that 100%. One off my chest.
You had to rants and gems. You had to get the rant out. You had to give an opportunity.
I had to get the rant out, bro, because it drives me crazy. It's like, dude, you don't have a fucking business. Why are you getting credit cards?
Right?
Like, like, how are you paying this back? Like, that's the question I ask people all the time. Like, so, okay, you want to go buy real estate. And like, look, Best OBD2 says to me, right? How can we leverage business credit and real estate apart from fix and flips? First of all, before you even get to the real estate, do you understand Best OBD that we have to show proof of funds, right? If you're buying an investment property, you're buying a primary residence, you have to show proof of funds, meaning what is in your bank statements? How much money is sitting there? So if you are someone who is using credit card debt and pulling that money off, first of all, it has to be seasoned in your account for 2 or 3 months. First things first. But once you pull that money and you're letting it sit for 2 or 3 months, guess what's happening every single month? You have a payment due. How are you paying this?
Yep.
Where is the money coming from? And you don't even have a deal yet. And now once you have a deal, you have to now incorporate those monthly payments into your analyzation of the deals to even make sure that this deal even makes sense. So how can we leverage business credit and real estate? Me personally, use it for rehabs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me personally, that is the best way to use your business credit debt is pay your contractors, especially with Amex, because Amex is on our side. The contractors start contracting, C-O-N, tracting. Everybody type C-O-N in the comments. Once they start doing that, you can call Amex like, yo, Playboy, I own this guy fucking up. I need my money back.
I need my money back.
And they're going to give your money back to you. So if you're going to use business credit, use it for your rehabs.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
100%. Now, you was about to say something.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, because you know what I realized too, bro? A lot of the people who are coming to us, they're coming to us at where they want to be, not where they are right now, right? So some people profiles, some people businesses and set up properly. So that's why I teach these basics over and over again, because this is new information to people: business address, business phone number, having a solid business name, business website. Then you put that on the LLC, then you register it, then you go get the EIN, you take those documents, you go open up a business checking account, right? But and now it's time to go get some funding. But oop, I've never had a personal credit card before. All right, so we got to rewind. And that means you're 2 years out, right? And the patience that it takes, because I apologize for making this look good on Instagram. I apologize for making it look easy. I've been doing it a while, right? So I have to send my apologies. Let me reverse back a little bit to bring you up. If you don't have a strong profile, my favorite banks that help out new people are Chime, C-H-I-M-E. Another one, the tried and true Navy Federal. Another one is just Google credit unions and your zip code. And those credit unions in your area, once you start a relationship with them, they're going to give you a bigger credit card than if you started with a Chase or a Bank of America. Another good, I know you don't like the word play. Another play is, I was on Shan's podcast, and I told them, I was like, these entrepreneurs on Instagram, we'd be like, y'all always running plays. What are y'all, Tyler Perry? So I had to pivot, stop saying plays.
Wow.
I know it killed me. It was a good one. All y'all Tyler Perry, y'all all got plays. But another one is just like credit unions is community banks. Right. So Google community banks also, they're on the same level. They're just as small as your credit unions. They're in your community. So type of community banks, and you're able to pull up a bunch of them that are in your area. If you don't, a more better tool than Google is a website called ibank.net. ibank.net. You pick it. It has all 50 states. You pick any state. You click on the word credit union, because my people in New York always saying there's no credit unions here. I had to go to ibank.net, click on the state of credit of New York, and show them over 150 credit unions, right? So it's a great tool and a great website to use. And I'll back up a little bit more, bro. Some people can't even open up a checking account, right? Because they're in check systems or they're in early warnings. So I wrote this list down because I want to be prepared for today. I want you guys to write this down. If you, your friends, or your family are in check systems and you can't even open up a bank account, I'm going to give you 5 banks that you can use. They're called second chance banking, right? I gave y'all guys the first one already. It's called Chime, right? They have something called a spending account. So second chance banking. Like, I can't go to a regular bank. Chime is a good one. The second bank for second chance banking is Green Dot Bank. You're going to open up an account called the Go Bank, all right? The third bank is called Varo, V-A-R-O. The next one is called Wells Fargo. They have something called the Clear Access Bank, right? Those are the 4, not 5. So those are the banks that you can go to: Chime, Green Dot, Varo, Wells Fargo, where they will help you get a checking account because you messed up with check systems and early warning, so you can't have anything open because you bounced too many checks or you really weren't literate on how to use a bank account. And if you want help on how to get yourself out of check systems, just on YouTube, put in check systems and Bellisone Enterprises. I have like a 40-minute video that shows you how to get out of check systems.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to give the game out, bro. We're going to give it away. I'm not gatekeeping. Don't say I didn't come and help.
Don't
say I didn't come and help. No gatekeeping.
No gatekeeping allowed.
Yeah, we're giving out the resources so you guys can come from the wind, because I'm making, because there is a path for me to show you a $250,000 limit on a platinum card. There's a path to that. It's the business structure. It's your personal profile. It's you being able to have access to banking. It's you being able to have a business plan. You know, those things have to be lined up. You understanding how to use your job as the first business partner. There's a path to what we're showing, and we're being very intentional and purposeful in 2024 and then beyond of ensuring that the foundation is a lot broader than we used to do. So, because when we're taking you up, I want the broad foundation to be bigger, and then partnering you with people, because I don't know everything. I have a real estate mentor. I have a crypto mentor. I have a teacher, like, you know, I'm getting into branding my stuff. I have a mentor in every space that I am. So we're very intentional about, hey, I got you the funding. Go to MG, right? Go to Charlene Gideous, who's a partner at a law firm right now. And she'll help set up everything. La Hurdles. She'll help set up your trust and everything. So now it's full service by connecting everybody and not making myself so siloed, because I want to make sure we're serving our people correctly again.
I agree, man. It's all about serving our community and setting them up the right way. So let me ask you this. What are some effective strategies for managing and maintaining healthy business credit over time?
Okay, so this is really good. Again, it's about relationships, right, and partners. So I don't want to go into the hack realm, but maintaining these credit cards once you have them is super important, right? So what I do, because for me, I really run business. So I max out these cards and I pay them off. Write this down, everybody. Banks work in 90-day cycles. 90-day cycles. So if I get a business credit card, a new one, $25,000 limit, I'm going to focus on spending that credit card, right? Yeah, I know you got the platinum through American Express and you got the points and you want to pay your contractors using a website called Zill Money, Z-I-L Money. That's another plug. Write that down.
But Zill Money.
Zill Money, right? Book an appointment on the website. They'll show you how to add your credit card. So it could be your new payroll situation. It's an amazing tool I have. But anyway, I'm now using my Chase credit card because I need to max out that credit card, right? I know I'm going to take my draws from my hard money lender. I'm going to pay back that card down. If I'm doing that 2-3 times over the next 90-day cycle, guess what Chase is going to do on day 91, day 92, whether they do it naturally or I ask them? They're going to give me a significant credit limit increase. So that card is going to go from 25 to 45 or 25 to 50, right? Because they are seeing that, oh, clearly business has to be good since he is maxing out the cards and he's paying them down. Because another credit tool that we need to realize on your credit report, I want everybody to pull up their credit report when I'm done. There's a line that you probably don't pay attention to. It's called the highest limit use. It's a line right on your credit report. What that means is if you got a $10,000 personal credit card, the creditors are able to see that $10,000 credit card, you've never used more than $2,000 to $3,000 on it. So when you go back to them and be like, hey, I like a credit limit increase, they're probably going to say no or just give you $500,000 extra. Why? Because you only use $3,000. Why would they give you more? So knowing that, and I know that credit, business credit doesn't report anywhere, I know with my banking relationships, whenever I got a new card, I'm transferring a lot of business expenses to that card because I want to max it out as much as possible because I want that limit to be as high as possible, right? So I'm running it up on that card, paying it down, running it up, paying it down, right? So they see that I'm doing real business and getting the points and cash back on it. So doing those relationship with those lenders, having high or significant monthly balances at the end of the month when you're doing real business also makes you look incredible to the banks too. So if you're generating $10,000 a month from your business, but at the end of the month, there's only $1,000 in there, guess what? The bank is going to give you money based on the $1,000 that is sitting in there, not on the $10,000 that you're that's coming into the bank account every single month, because they got algorithms. They got AI too. You don't think they tapped into AI and they're watching your spending habits? They're watching what you're doing, right? So those are the two things that you should implement. And this is to my medium to high level people that they're paying attention to, that banks are paying attention to. That's why when I start talking $500,000, $1 million loan or lines of credit, this is the game that my peers at this space are doing. And that's why they're able to get these lines of credit.
drop some gems for Herman, man. Herm is out here just like, this is Rants and Gems, man. And Herm, you never disappoint with the information that you are giving out, man. I ain't gonna hold you up, man. Let me look in here. Let me see if we got any good questions in here. What's the speaker's name? You said it's on the screen. Herman, and his Instagram is HCEO. Look, guys, his name is in yellow, and his Instagram is in white. Okay, because I know a lot of you have been seeing in the comments, how can I follow him or something like that? It's in white. You see, mine's is in white too. MG the Mortgage Guy, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, how can people contact you at Bellisone? Because I just saw another one of those.
So if they could definitely hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Threads. It's all the same. Haitian_CEO, a bunch of fake pages, but you'll know it's my real page. You can email us at info@BellaSloanEnterprises.com if you need any credit education, we like to call it now, or you need funding or you need mentorship. Just tap in. My team would love to be a service to help you guys out.
This is a Truth and Lies podcast, says how to get out of business credit card debt.
Have a real business.
Pay your bills.
Having a real business. No shade, Truth and Lies. Having a real business. The reason why you're in the credit card debt is, unfortunately, either the plan didn't work and now you're like, you're swamped. You're like, damn it. Like this credit, the 0% ran out. How am I going to pay this debt? I'm not going to say on God's internet how to discharge the debt or tell you not to pay the debt. No, you got to pay it off because I don't want you to burn that relationship. Here's one tip I can give for you, Truth and Lies. And I alluded to it a little bit earlier. So like, I want to say one of the banks will call US Bank. One of the blessings with business credit, again, everybody, is that it doesn't report to your personal, right? So I could be $100,000 in business debt, credit card debt, right? It's not reporting that I'm in debt. So what can I do? I can go to another lender and get more funding. So one of the best places you can go get another 0% interest credit card is US Bank, right? I'm going to come out with this. Sorry, I'm writing the ebook right now. I'm going to give it out for free. Just be patient with me. Hopefully by the time this drop on YouTube, I'll give MG the link so you guys can download for free. But I got like 18 banks, right? So say, for instance, the play didn't work. You're with American Express, 0% interest for 12 months, $25,000 credit card. The first 12 months, it was only $250. So you good. You got $250 a month. But now it goes up to 25%, 29% on month 13. And now that bill is $1,000 and it's taking you under. The best thing to do, just like you would do on the personal side, is do a balance transfer to a bank. Now, remember, these banks, they didn't see that you're $25,000 in debt and your credit profile is decent. All right, here's another 25, here's another 30, here's another 50. Now you can balance transfer that debt onto a new business credit card. And US Bank is a great balance transfer bank, where they'll do it at 0% interest. They're going to charge you a little fee. They're going to charge you 3%. But now you've turned 12%, 0% interest into another 12 to 18 months by balance transferring to credit cards. So you guys Google or YouTube best balance transfer business credit cards. I'm writing the ebook. It'll be out soon. Hopefully in the next week, my team is doing it. And that'll help mitigate the debt that you're in. And now it buys you more time to get your business in order, tighten up the business plan, pivot so that you'll be in a better position to help pay down the credit card debt that you're in, so that you can leverage it to make more money.
Beautifully. Well said. Well said. So, all right. What if you missed, because you said it doesn't report to your credit report, your personal credit report, the business credit. What if you missed one payment on business credit? Let's just say you're over 30 days late. Right.
So
the bank now put it on your personal credit?
No. So majority of these banks, they're not reporting a 30-day late on your personal credit report. When your personal credit report gets affected by these personally guaranteed business credit cards is when you do not pay the debt and becomes a charge-off. Then they have to come after you personally because the business didn't handle this business. So I walk into a bank. So Auditor Circle is a business. Auditor Circle LLC is a consultation business, right? We just did our mastermind in Tampa. So if Auditor Circle The bank didn't know what Auditor Circle LLC was. So Herman Dawsey walked in. The business can't talk, right? So I vouched for the business. I was like, yo, this is my man's. The bank know who I am. They don't know who Auditor Circle is. So I co-signed for Auditor Circle. I was like, I stand by them. Give them $20,000. If they don't pay it, I got it. So they're like, all right, Herman, I got you. So now that Auditor Circle defaulted, they're going to come to me. Hey, Herm, your man's ain't come through like you said he was. So you owe us the money now. So now they're going to put the debt and the negative items of that on my personal credit report. Okay. So you're 30 days late. It's not the end of the world. Definitely be responsible. Again, guys, be responsible with the money. It's not the end of the world. But you are negatively affected with the bank because the bank saw it. So when you're trying to get money from that same bank again, they're going to be like, you was late a couple of times. Yeah. So I don't know. Right.
So then that rating will go against your business credit, like your Dun & Bradstreet and everything like that. So then
if it reports to Dun & Bradstreet, yes, not all business credit cards report to Dun & Bradstreet or Equifax Business or Experian Business. Literally, bro, maybe 20% of business credit cards report to the business credit bureaus. Another benefit of why people really took advantage of business credit cards because it doesn't report anywhere. The major thing is you don't want to burn your second investors, your second business partners. You want to burn American Express. You want to burn Chase by charging off the debt or not paying them because they're not going to give you money in the future.
Agreed. So Ahmad says, how do you feel about balance transferring personal debt to a 0% business balance transfer card to better your personal utilization? So transferring personal debt to the business card. Can you even do that? I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
This.
So now, because we on a recorded line, so this is what I'm going to say, right?
We're definitely on a recorded line with a lot of people watching.
A lot of people watching. You are only supposed to put business expenses on your business credit card. But what Mr. Barry is saying is possible to drop your usage and your credit cards to go up. But you should only use your business credit cards for business expenses.
1,000% agree with Herman on this.
Full stop.
Thank you, Mr. Barry, for your question.
Yeah. Who sent you, bro? Who sent Mr. Barry?
Word. Mr. Barry, thank you for your questions. This is a compliant channel, okay?
100%.
No foolishness, no hacks, none of the above. Business credit is for the business.
For the business.
Period. And join the academy. Renisha said, join the academy for the plugs.
For the plugs, 100%. 100%. We talk offline. 100%. Who sent you, Mr. Barry?
Oh my goodness. Mr. Barry.
We get one or two of those per show, bro. We get one or two of those. I'm always ready for them.
Hey, it wouldn't be right, y'all. When you get into like this credit space, that's why I'm always careful who I bring on my channel who talks about credit.
Right.
Because it's like, all right, I can't have it because I get hit up by the credit people all the time.
All the time.
And they're like, yo, your real estate is perfect. The credit is important. I'm like, I don't know about you.
Right. Right. To be quite frankly, bro, I'm at a level right now where partnerships is a big part of my brand right now. So how I present these business partners, so I don't even say the word hacks anymore or here's how you rob the bank of $100,000. Nah, because I want to partner up with PNC. I want to partner up with American Express and Chase. So I just did my conference in Philly, you know, and Truist reached out. They was like, hey, how can we sponsor PNC? They was like, how can we buy a table? Because I'm partnering with these banks and I want to show them, listen, I am teaching my people responsible business practices so that when they come to you with a 700 credit score and they're getting $25,000, $30,000 no doc, you can say confidently, no, Herman taught his people right. This person is more likely than not going to pay back that $25,000 that Herman helped him get. So the hacks and all that stuff, you have to go to another page to get it. I'm going to show you how to be responsible with the money, how to be responsible to get it, responsible to maintain it, and responsible to grow it.
And most importantly, being a responsible person and a mm-hmm. responsible business, right? Mm-hmm. It's very important. That's important to your relationship with the bank. They just don't want to.
Yeah.
Look, let's call a spade a spade. They sick of y'all niggas with all this hacking and all this other shit, right?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna fuck it up for everybody because you're hacking.
Yeah.
And then you're fucking up the church's money, right?
Yep.
So if you can't run your play properly and pay your bills, sit on the sideline till you can, bro, because you're messing up everything for everybody else, right? And
everybody
then the banks gonna catch on because now they're burning money for no reason. Mm-hmm. And then things get harder, especially for people that look like everyone who's probably watching this channel right now, including how Herm look. So, yo, we got to get out the mindset of hacks and shortcuts and how do we do this quickly and get back to the fundamentals of everything. And that's work hard, man. Work hard. You want business credit? That means you have a business. It's really a business that you're trying to grow. Right. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to scale this business. This is the whole purpose of credit cards and shit like this, is to put it back into the business to scale, not to go out here and do foolishness with the money. And then you're not paying back the money and you're messing up everything for everyone else. Because think about it. If they have so much bad debt on their books. Now they got to take this loss. That messes up their funding and how much they can fund the next business. So let's be responsible people. Run a real business. Let's stop trying to take these shortcuts, these hacks. Oh, I want to use it to leverage real estate, but you ain't got no money, man. So how you even thinking about buying real estate? Like, I don't get none of this shit, man. Take your time. Mm-hmm. Slow motion is better than no motion, ladies and gentlemen. Slow motion is better than no motion. Type that in the chat, please. That I should have named the video this. Slow motion is better than no motion because some of y'all are living in FOMO and want to, like, I got to get there today. But you're not even understanding every little step that you take is getting you closer and closer to where you don't even, not even where you want to be. You can be 10 times further than where you even want to be if you just take the proper steps and do it properly and enjoy your progress at the same time and be grateful for where you're not, where you wasn't 6 months ago, a year ago. Be grateful. Mm-hmm. Like everyone on this page, you're not in the same position you was in 2023. When me and Herm did this episode in January 2029, he's not in the same place where he was in January 9th, 2023. I'm dash sure I'm not in the same place. We're growing step by step. Slow motion is better than Herm just did his fucking thing in Philly. The year before that, he had less people. This year, I think he tripled up. I say, yo, Herm, that's crazy. You've sold out the whole hotel. And we was on that call, Herm. I said, yo, Herm, you like, yo, InvestFest though. I'm like, nah, my nigga, nah, bro. Don't even talk about that. Let's talk about yours. Because this is like, and this was a real conversation me and my brother was having. Like, bro. That progress that you made is 10 times greater than anybody can say to you, bro. Like, that shit is incredible. Right. So we all have to kind of like even me, I look at things like, damn, I'm not where I want to be. I want to be. But then I got to look at, damn, look where I was. Nah, dog, you prayed for where you are today. Run good business. Slow motion is better than no motion. Don't try to compare and compete. Just stay in your lane, man, and everything's going to happen the way it needs to happen.
Run your race. Be patient. We only half the people, 90% of people on Instagram and social media, they're posting the results. Rarely does anybody post the process or the losses, right? So even I'm being more intentional of being, this is the process, guys. This is how we get there. The mentorship helps you cut the line through some mistakes, but no one's posting the losses or the process. They're only posting the results. So we're going to start talking about the other two things that is part of this journey of making yourself financially free.
That's the key, man. Financially free. And sometimes it may take you 20 years. It might take you 25 years, but that's okay. Enjoy that experience.
Enjoy that journey.
Because now you'll be able to leverage that 20 plus years of experience of getting to being successful. And now you'll be able to skyrocket. Like, I didn't really start seeing the fruits of my labor until probably 5 to 7 years ago. And I've been in this business, what, 21 years now? So probably I was in the business 15 years before I really felt like, damn, I'm really starting to make a dent in some things. But it took 15 years for me to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? So take your time, especially all my young folks in the 20s and your early 30s. Y'all be thinking like, y'all old and shit. No, y'all not old. You're in your 20s and your young 30s, man. You got so much more time. You can fuck. If you 30 years old right now, you can fuck up for the next 10 years and still have your whole 40s and 50s and be great. And if you in your 20s, you can fuck up your whole 20s and have your whole 30s to be great, man. Like, yo, let's get this going, man. All right, so this is a good question. Mm-hmm. Sun Kisses. Herman, what is a good way to establish an LLC? What state, et cetera, go to a tax strategy? Wyoming. I don't know what this W is. I think Wyoming. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So I see what Sun Kiss is saying. So what's a good way to establish an LLC? So maybe you came in a little bit later, but again, the best way to establish an LLC is, number one, get one in your own state. I see that you probably went down the YouTube rabbit hole of Wyoming and Delaware and all that. Let me establish a LLC there because then I'm going to have some tax savings. I totally see where you are going. But the first place is getting in your home state. It's just so much easier. If you're in Texas, if you're in New York, I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm getting up. I'm getting a website, a simple landing page, Fiverr.com for $50. You have a web presence, you a social media, and now your LLC, you have the demographic on the application. You go to IRS.gov and you get yourself an EIN, right, which is supposed to be before your business. So now you're set up. You can do this on your own. You don't need to hire a tax person or anybody else. Again, a lot of the time when people charge you for something, it's because they're charging for their time because you don't feel like doing it. But you can set this up in 24 hours. This isn't hard whatsoever. When we're talking down the road of New Mexico and Wyoming and Delaware LLCs, that's for big business. When you start making dollars and you're trying to mitigate your taxes orders in Wyoming or your headquarters in Delaware, that's when you start playing that game. But when you're first starting out, establishing your LLC, real simple, is all that you need.
Good shit, man. You were breaking up in and out. I think your Wi-Fi is doing the Wi-Fi thing right now. We've been on this for like an hour and 5 minutes already. So probably the Wi-Fi is probably like the hotspot and everything. Because like you were like choppy on that one. So I don't know. Sun Kisses, man.
Okay. Maybe I could repeat it.
Go ahead. Repeat it.
You want me? I could repeat it again. So am I good now?
Yeah. You're a little bit better.
Okay, good. Okay, so what I was saying, Sunkiss, is you don't need to go to Wyoming or Delaware or New Mexico, because I know some YouTube pages are saying that because you're saving money on taxes. Get the LLC in your own home state. So get a business name, business address, business phone number, business website. Once you get that, you put that on the LLC information because you want to get the demographics first. You put it on the LLC, then you go to IRS.gov and you get your EIN. And now you have an established business. You take those documents and you go open up a business checking account. When you start making big business, that's when, and you're trying to save money on taxes, that's when you get an LLC in these tax-friendly states such as Wyoming, Delaware, Florida, et cetera.
There you have it. There you have it. Look, before the internet start interneting again, you know what I'm saying? let's close this out because we've been on here almost an hour and 10 minutes. You've given a lot of information. I appreciate your time. I know you just came off a flight and you want to get your rest too. But like any parting words or anything you want to leave the audience with?
I know you got executors on the call. I know you got people who are action takers. I know you got people who are writing a lot of this stuff down. Please do not let your pad and your paper be smarter than you are. You have to execute on the information that was given to you. I didn't give you anything that cannot be executed in the next 5 business days. It was nothing complicated, nothing hard. Go execute on the information and then run it back. Because if you're in my DMs and you're asking me, hey, what's about da da da, I'm going to ask you, well, did you do this? Because if you're asking me about check systems, then that means you didn't go check out the check system video. You type in check systems and Bellasone Enterprises. you didn't do the basic step that I gave you, because in the video it answered the question that you probably DMing my team about. So execute on the information that you guys have. It's very tangible information. These are not theories. These are actionable steps that I know MG and his wonderful executors and his academy and his platform. I know you guys can do it, and I look forward to seeing the results.
How can they tap in with Bella Sloan?
They want to tap in with Bella Sloan, just hit Haitian CEO on Instagram. They can go to Bella Sloan, B-E-L-L-A, Sloan, S-L-O-A-N, LLC.com. We would love to be a service. You can also call the office at 609-832-3552.
Audit your circle, ladies and gentlemen. Audit your circles, all right? Let's drop some gems in the comments for my brother Herman, the Haitian CEO. He went crazy on this live, as per usual. Tap in with him, Haitian underscore CEO on Instagram. Tap in, and your YouTube is Bella Sloan, right?
Yeah, Bella Sloan Enterprises on YouTube. The podcast is on there. I got full classes on there, like 30, 40, 50 hour long videos on how to fix your credit, how to get funding. We have much longer conversations that are real detailed. And you can tap into the academy if you want more hand-holding.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Herman, I appreciate your time today, brother. Thank you so much for coming on the channel. Everybody go follow Herman. And most importantly, be responsible, right? You see how we say drip responsibly? Get your business credit responsibly too. Run your businesses the right way. 100%. Be responsible. Don't over leverage yourself. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Because remember, when you take out any credit card, it's debt. And you need to pay it back. These people want their money. Okay, please do not fuck up the church's money. Please, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure y'all download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Yo, repeat the number one more time. I'm going to put it in the comments.
609-832-3552. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can email us at info@BellaSloanEnterprises.com.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for my guy, Herman, Haitian CEO in the building. Thank you, Herman. I appreciate the love, bro.
Peace.
Shout out to the Haitian CEO, Herman, my guy. 609-832-3552. Monday through Friday. Call the office. Tap in with them. I appreciate everybody for tapping in with me today. I hope you got value from this episode with my guy Herman. If you did, drop some gems in the comment and go to Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Rate Rants and Gems 5 stars, leave a review, download, listen to it, and go get you some education, man. Go get mgbookstore.com, pick up some books. And if you want to learn more about real estate, you want to hire learning, join mgmortgageacademy.com. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. We got a call tomorrow with the academy, with the elite members. So join today. All right. That's all I got for y'all. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.